Prep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I laugh about it all the time, but when I have our guests come in and they pick a song and it's the right song and they're in here flying like eagles.
Hey. Amen.
So if you want to fly like an eagle, you can with Avalon HR. My friends are here who are instrumental in that company and all that they do. Instrumental, get that? And so
that was good.
Gotta be quick around me.
You know, they say if you have to explain it, it's not going over well.
True.
But that went over well. That was really good.
Oh, the blank looks on your faces, I realized I had to explain. But anywho, we are here with Avalon HR. Our friend Kirk Waters is here. He's the business development manager. We also have with us Stacey Orange. She is the HR, VP of, HR benefits manager. And we also have with us Steve. Tell me your last name again, Steve.
Steve Clopton.
Steve Clopton, who's just joined the team as a development manager. So yeah. Welcome, guys. Tell us a little bit about Avalon HR.
Well, we are a full-service, what we call professional employer organization, which I know doesn't mean a whole lot to people when we say it, but
it does
it means
mean a
whole lot to a business owner. What we do is we can help a business owner give time back into their business, about 5 to 15 hours a week, that they can get back by outsourcing some of those administrative employee tasks to us, things mm-hmm. like payroll. Stacey is amazing with HR and compliance. Workers' compensation, there's some big advantages to using a professional employer organization over doing it the standard way with workers' compensation. And also we have a full array of benefits, so health benefits, dental, vision, any of the ancillary type of benefits that you see out there. So really you're replacing 4 or 5 vendors, putting it with one partner that's based right here in Pensacola, and we're able to help you with your business.
Great. So if you have some questions possibly about your business and how they could possibly help you with some HR questions, benefits, maybe some things on your mind, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. So what's happening now? It's springtime, a lot of new hires, right, with all the folks hiring at the beach and all that good stuff.
There certainly is. There's a lot of new hires happening. There's a lot of just, you know, increased positive things happening for our area, which we're very excited about. And we make that process super easy for your employees with Avalon. Once we get their information, we handle the onboarding. We handle all your compliance with E-Verify, making sure that your employees are qualified to work in the United States and have the documents to keep your business compliant. The E-Verify rules for Florida changed last year, so you may not be realizing that you do have to do that. Where before it used to be after a certain number of people that you had to do it, now it pretty much everyone you need to be E-Verifying. So we take care of that for you. The onboarding process is super simple. They can do it through an app. They can do it through their computer. They can come by the office and on board. Once you give us their information, we take it from there, and you're all set. Once they're onboarded, they have that portal access, 24-hour control over their direct deposit information, changing their taxes, getting their paycheck stubs, anything like that, they always have available. Once they're in, and the information is always there for them. Nice and easy.
Okay, we're talking with Stacey Oren and Kirk and also Stephen all about ways that they can help you with your business to run smoothly so you can focus on your business.
Absolutely. I want to mention something that Stacey talked about with onboarding and the difference of having a local company right here in Pensacola. Steve and I were out, you mentioned the beach. We were out at the beach yesterday, and we had an opportunity to meet with a manager of a restaurant out there. We won't say who they are, but they're using a company that is nationwide. So they don't have a local office. There's nobody here. And he said his biggest issue was the onboarding of employees because they have to do everything. There's no local help. You know, some of these folks maybe need a little bit of help. It's tough to get people on the phone with the company that they're using, which is a national company. A lot of times they say, well, just email us. That's better. And when we said, you know, we're right down at 100 South right. Pace Boulevard, your employees can physically walk in our door and our people will help them on board.
Wow,
and
that's huge.
He said that would make my job so much easier.
That's huge.
Because who do they go to if they have an issue? They go to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to run a big restaurant out at the beach. These are things he should not be dealing with. So when we say we can give you back 5 to 15 hours of your week.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things we can do. He's not spending time working with employees, new employees, to get them onboarded. He says, hey, go down to Avalon. Here's where they are. Take the things that you need, and they'll get you onboarded, and we'll do that for you.
That is huge, yeah. And I've actually worked in HR in the past, and so that was one of my jobs was at that time was onboarding people, and there's a lot of paperwork, a lot of copies to be made of IDs and things like that. You could take an hour at least if you're good.
And this time of the year.
If you're good onboarding somebody, so this time of year, you don't have time for that.
Well, in a restaurant at the beach, hiring so many people right now, getting ready. We're, a week away from school being out, end of this week here?
Correct.
It's amazing when you don't have kids in school anymore. You don't really realize when school starts and stops. But
I just saw it on the news. One of the owners of one of the restaurants said, well, we've been going with about 9 people, and we just hired 24 more for this weekend.
That's about right.
Yep.
Yeah. That's about right. I think, you know, we've seen a huge uptick in our local restaurant clients, which we're always happy to see because that's, you know, that's great for them. That just means more revenue for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we love to see that. And we, you know, within Avalon, we try to support as, you know, one of our big things, we are a local family-owned business, and we try to support the same. So we really are passionate about supporting, whether they're a client or not, local-owned businesses are something that we are very passionate about. If you are a client, that's just an extra bonus, and we're definitely going to hit you as much as possible. But even if you aren't, you know, we just have that sense of keeping it within the community. We would much rather, you know, our dollars be spent locally. You know, Outback, Chain Restaurant, Texas Roadhouse, they're all great. They certainly have a purpose. But you can find some things unique to Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And we have some great options.
Right.
And I'm always encouraging people, you know, to check those out. We live in a great place. You know, as I've often said, there's always something to do here. You know, get out and check out your local, support your local folks. You know, that way our money stays here. It gets invested back into our community. You know, and I think that's something we have a really strong foundation at Avalon is we are very passionate about supporting our local folks. And I'm going to take just a second. You know, Steve, his first day was 3 weeks ago, and it was here on this show. And,
that's right.
You know, he looked at me juggling when we left. He's like, I thought I was here for a fantasy football draft. And I'm going to kind of put him on the spot here. Steve is new to the PEO world. Mm. He's not new to sales and business development. He's been in that realm for quite some time. But this is a big change as far as what he's doing in sales. So 3 weeks in, what has surprised you the most about stepping into the PEO space? What have you seen that maybe you weren't aware of or you think, you know, somebody that's not familiar would need to know?
Well, I'm sitting at a microphone where I'm 6'3", but I'm
he got the lucky chair.
Like 4'2" right now. Excuse me while I pull up.
I have to explain. There's one chair in the studio.
Hydraulically challenged, let's say.
Thank you, Kirk. That's a perfect description. So if you sit in it just the right way, it goes whoop, and then you're about 3 feet tall, and the microphone's up over your eyeballs. So you're doing well. You're adapting well, sir.
Okay. So probably the biggest thing that I've learned, because I love small businesses, and so it was really surprising to me how a PEO can come alongside a small business owner, small business, and really help provide time and to get them back on track with their passion. Because most small business owners, they have a passion, they have an idea, they put it into, they implement it, they put it into play, and then all of a sudden they're overwhelmed with all the minutia that occurs around them and payroll and, you know, staffing and, 401ks and workman comp. That's not the idea that they wanted to put into play. That's just things that are around them that they have to do. And so a PEO company like Avalon HR, which I'm very proud of, and, you know, we try to soar like an eagle and not run with the turkeys. The biggest thing, and Kirk said it earlier, the question I've already learned to ask is, if I could give you, Meg, if I could give you 5 to 15 hours a week back to focus on your passion, your dream, your family, whatever it may be, Is that valuable to you?
Absolutely. Sign me up.
Yes.
Seriously, yeah. I'm not kidding. Because I have worked in positions where I was the CEO of an organization. And you'd be amazed. People don't get it, have no clue the details that come across your desk. Because
exactly.
You're responsible for everything.
Yep. Right.
So I've been a president and CEO with a couple of different organizations over the years. And if I didn't have a company that could help me go through all that, and like you said, think about that. You've hired 24 people. At the minimum, you'd spend an hour each onboarding those folks. So now you're talking 24 hours.
That's
you've
a
lost
lot.
A whole day.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
You've actually lost probably 4 days.
Correct. Yeah. So it really does make a difference. So, yes, I would say absolutely yes, Steve, if you approach me with that question.
It's incredible. And the other thing that, you know, I don't know if it's unique to Avalon, but I think it is. I've learned over the last week or so that Stacy is our HR person that we can send to you on site. She is just a resource of information that I don't think most companies realize it's available and that other PEOs necessarily have or incorporate. But, I mean, she's willing and has been on site with customers, clients. And, again, that is just a valuable thing because Kirk said it to me earlier this morning. Ignorance of the law is not an excuse.
No, it's not.
And it will never hold up in court, whatever you're going through. So,
especially that group called the IRS.
Yeah. Exactly. Or OSHA. Yeah.
And y'all are IRS certified.
We are.
Which is very important.
We just finished our IRS audit for this year, and we're turning right around and going into our 401k. audit. But going back to what Steve said about me going on site, I had to go on site and terminate a high level employee the other day, and he's like, wait, you do that? And I was like, absolutely. And it was, you know, it was one of those situations where, like I said, it was a high level employee, probably the, you know, the outside of the owner, the number one person in line. And you know, the owner called me. It's like, hey, you know, we're gonna have to let this person go. And he's not local. The owner's not local. He's not in town. He's like, I don't, you know, this isn't something I don't want to do it over the phone. I don't think that's appropriate. And, you know, would you mind going there and having the conversation? Absolutely not. So I went. It was even after hours because we didn't want to disrupt the rest of the staff. And, you know, I went and met with him after hours and, you know, unfortunately let him know that the company had decided to part ways. But that, you know, that is a service that we provide. There's a lot of online training we can do. There's a lot of in-person mm-hmm. training we can do. And then there's some situations that just call for an in-person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an advocate. You know, I read horror story after horror story about people getting fired over text messages,
ooh,
over voicemails. And I'm like, that is just so unnecessary. And, you know, sometimes it's a situation where the owner or the person in charge, you know, there's been a bad situation happen between them and the person they need to terminate. So they're just not comfortable doing it. And I can be that one step removed. You know, I can have that difficult conversation and kind of leave them out of it. And for some folks, you know, that's a huge sigh of relief because that's not their forte. Like, they're just, it makes them almost physically ill for some of them. They're like, I can't do this. Like, mm-hmm. I cannot fire this person. Well, I can. And believe me, you know, saying again, what my dad told me when I first told him I was going into HR, remember two things. You don't fire people. They fire themselves. You're just carrying out a consequence of their actions. And if you ever get to the point where it doesn't bother you on some level, you need to find something else to do.
And as Stacy has said before, and you can't stress it enough, sometimes it's more important what you don't say than what you do say when that happens. And you can get yourself in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that's where we tend to get ourselves in trouble on terminations. People start talking too much, trying mm-hmm. to justify the decision. And I tell them, once a decision's been made to end that employment relationship, you know, you're already giving somebody the worst news, some of the worst news that they could get, right? It ranks right up there with several other bad things. But losing your job is definitely one of them. The last thing you want to do at that point is sit there and go over every single thing they've done wrong. It doesn't matter anymore. You've made the decision in that employment relationship, move forward. Mm-hmm. Don't sit back and say, well, Meg, you did this and you did this. One, you're going to argue.
Defend yourself. Starts to get personal.
Yes. Absolutely. Sure. And, you know, I've got a client right now where they're in a legal situation and the information we were sent was wrong. Like they had the wrong companies and addresses. And they're like, should we reach out and correct this? Absolutely not. That's the attorney's job. And unless it is a subpoena, you are not compelled to reply. They can request whatever they want from whoever they want. Don't help them. Don't provide information voluntarily. You do not do anything until you actually have a subpoena in your hands. And I fight that battle every day. No, do not turn over information. Absolutely not. Hang on to it until you get that subpoena outline exactly what they're looking for.
Interesting stuff, really, and very valuable. Talking with our friends at Avalon HR, we have Kirk Waters here. He's the business development manager. You've been listening to Stacey Oren, who is the HR and benefits manager. And Steve, oh, hang on, I wrote it down. hang on. Steve Clopton. Did I get it right?
Yep.
Steve Clopton is here, and he's their new business development manager as well. So, business up person. So these are some great tips because these are the things that can really trip you up legally, correct?
Absolutely. There's so much as a business owner, like Steve said, you didn't get into business to be a compliance officer, you know, which compliance is so important, or an HR director or any of these things. You're not trained in it. You don't understand it, and you need professional help. You wouldn't go into a lawsuit defending yourself. You'd have an attorney. You're not going to go into an IRS audit without your CPA. Why would you not use certified professionals to handle one of the most important things in your business, which is your employees? So be smart in your business and reach out to a company. And we've said before, look, we hope it's Avalon HR. If it's not, you need to look at a company that is IRS certified and ESAC accredited, which is Employment Services Assurance Corporation. Those two things are very, very important.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Avalon HR. If you've got a question, now is the time to check up with these experts at 850-437-1620.
There's a couple of things. It's National PEO Week, which doesn't mean a whole lot. But anyway, it's this week. I want to share just because we talk about the 5 to 15 hours that we can give an employer back. This is some statistics from the National Association of PEOs, which is our national association out of Washington, D.C. Businesses using a PEO grow twice as fast.
Wow.
Experience 12% lower employee turnover and are 50% less likely to go out of business.
Wow.
So why is that? Because and if we give them that time back, the owner, they're whoever's the person running that, they can get out into the community. They can grow their business. They can do the things that they need to do to drive revenue. They can experience 12% lower turnover because if they're letting us handle all of those transactional HR things, the certified HR professionals that they may have can spend time building culture, hiring the right people, training the right people. That helps slower that turnover, and they're 50% less likely to go out of business because they're more involved in the important things of their business instead of the things that distract their attention from growing and building their business. So those statistics aren't something that we pulled out of the air. It's on the website, napeo.org. You can look at them for yourself. It's just very important, and it's an easy way to get time back that helps you work, you know, within your business.
And you do work with small businesses as well as big businesses,
we
correct?
Do. We've got some clients that are as small as, you know, two or three. We've actually got one that's a single person over in, it's not its marital status. It's just one person. It's over in Fairhope, Alabama. And so we're real proud of that, all the way up to several hundred people.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that. A lot of companies will say, well, you know, we're really not looking for anybody unless they have 25 or 50 employees. No, we know every size business needs help. So we're here to help any size business.
And you mentioned earlier that one of the key things that I think is in working in your favor is the fact that you're local. So you know all the local ins and outs. You know the different things that are specific to this county, to this state.
Right.
And that makes a huge difference. And you're accessible. I am so frustrated these days when I make a phone call and I go, press 1 for this, press 6 for that, press
right.
And then I'll press 7 and someone comes on and says, we can't take your call right now.
Right.
But you'll leave your name and number. Right. We'll call you back.
Well, I tell you what.
And it drives me crazy.
Challenge you right now. Pick up the phone. Call 850-475-1555. And see if somebody doesn't answer the phone. Keely will kill me when I get back to the office.
I was going to say, but, I don't want any part of this.
Keely, I'm going to take you out to lunch.
Keely, I didn't ask him to do that.
Yeah. But, you know, we do answer the phone when you call. And all of our people are right here. We can, you know, if we need an answer, we can walk up the hall. I can talk to Stacy and get the answer directly from the person who handles that for us. We can walk into the CEO's office and say, hey, Brian, we have a situation. We need some help. Can I do this? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everybody is right there. Same thing with walking into the building. We're open from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. If you need help or you just want to come see what we're all about, come on down to 100 South Pace Boulevard if you want to learn more about us. AvalonHR.com or reach out on the phone, 850-475-1555.
Well, it's a very valuable service that you provide, and I know you work with a lot of companies in this area. And one of the things, too, is being local, then you're aware of what's happening locally.
Right.
So, for example, in 2 weeks, we launch into a specific season of which I do not say the H word.
We do not either.
We do.
Okay. You know I don't.
Yep.
But it is coming, and there may be times where there'll be times that they say, okay, we've got a tropical storm watch, or we've got this. And then the employers have to deal with that, with their employees, and how do you manage all of that? And that's very specific to this area.
Well, it's that, and you know, we have clients outside of this area. We're in 30-something
states.
That's
right, you sure
so
are.
So somebody in Iowa doesn't care that there's a hurricane in Pensacola, Florida. They
right.
They want their paycheck to go through.
Right.
So we've put in plans that are in place for our employees to be able to access our system and mm-hmm. be able to help our clients and still do payrolls, still get HR support, still do all these things.
And so, we will never, ever, ever leave an employee unpaid.
Right.
Right or wrong. I mean, you know, if worst case, we'll default to the previous payroll if we absolutely cannot reach you, and then we will adjust it. But we are not going to leave anybody. I say all the time, that is a crucial time when people need money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If they're having to leave the area, you know, maybe get a hotel room, gas, whatever it may be, the last thing you want to find yourself is without money.
Right.
And we will do whatever it takes to make sure that those folks, you know, in addition to being an awesome front impression of Avalon Keely, you know, as the first person you see when you walked in the door, she's also our designated weather watcher. It is her responsibility to keep the office posted and updated on weather situations. So we try to be, you know, as heads up and get an advance notice as we possibly can. But we're not ever going to let your employees go without being paid.
Okay, so we just have a minute or so left. If someone's listening this morning and they think, you know what, I really need to do this. It's time. I've got my business in shape.
Right.
I'm hiring some new people. How long does it take for you to onboard a new business?
It depends on the business's needs. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, mm-hmm. we can work. We've got one right now that, you know, they're looking at an August 1st date. Well, that's fine. We've got another one that, you know, was looking to get on board within a couple of weeks. Because they want to make that change before the season hits out at the beach. So
right.
we're that working with them in that way, too. So it really is, it's up to the client.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the more time we have, it makes it a little bit easier for them. But, yeah, it's up to the client and their needs. We'll fit it in.
All right. We've been talking with Avalon HR this morning. We've had Kirk Waters in the house and Stacey Oren and Steve Clopton. So congratulations to you, Steve, for joining a great team.
Thank you. If you
have any questions, where can they reach you?
850-475-1555, AvalonHR.com, 100 South Pace Boulevard, Pensacola, just south of Garden Street.
And just remember, you can always fly like an eagle
you can.
With Avalon HR. Thanks, guys. This is Pep Talk.